The next morning, I waited in my room for Ali to clear the breakfast table in the kitchen. I waited for him to do the dishes and wipe the counters. I looked out my bedroom window and waited until Ali and Hassan went grocery shopping to the bazaar, pushing the empty wheelbarrows in front of them. Then I took a couple of envelopes of cash from the pile of gifts and my watch, and I tiptoed out. I paused before Baba's study and listened in. He'd been in there all morning making phone calls. He was talking to someone now about a shipment of rugs due next week. I went downstairs, crossed the yard, and entered Ali and Hassan's living quarters by the loquat tree. I lifted Hassan's mattress and planted my new watch and a handful of Afghani bills under it. I waited another 30 minutes, then I knocked on Baba's door and told what I hoped would be the last in a long line of shameful lies. Through my bedroom window, I watched Ali and Hassan push the wheelbarrows loaded with meat, naan, fruits, and vegetables up the driveway. I saw Baba emerge from the house and walk up to Ali. Their mouths moved over words I couldn't hear. Baba pointed to the house and Ali nodded. They separated. Baba came back to the house. Ali followed Hassan to their hut. A few moments later, Baba knocked on my door. "Come to my office," he said. "We're all going to sit down and settle this thing." I went to Baba's study and sat in one of the leather sofas. It was 30 minutes or more before Hassan and Ali joined us. They'd both been crying. I could tell from their red, puffed-up eyes. They stood before Baba, hand in hand, and I wondered how and when I'd become capable of causing this kind of pain. Baba came right out and asked, "Did you steal that money? Did you steal Amir's watch, Hassan?" Hassan's reply was a single word, delivered in a thin, raspy voice. "Yes." I flinched, like I'd been slapped. My heart sank and I almost blurted out the truth. Then I understood. This was Hassan's final sacrifice for me. If he had said no, Baba would have believed him because we all knew Hassan never lied. And if Baba believed him, then I would be the accused. I would have to explain, and I would be revealed for what I really was. Baba would never, ever forgive me. And that led to another understanding. Hassan knew. He knew I'd seen everything in that alley and that I'd stood there and done nothing. He knew I had betrayed him, and yet he was rescuing me once again, maybe for the last time. I loved him in that moment. I loved him more than I'd ever loved anyone. And I wanted to tell them that I was the snake in the grass, the monster in the lake. I wasn't worthy of this sacrifice. I was a liar, a cheat, and a thief. And I would have told, except that a part of me was glad. Glad that this would all be over with soon. Baba would dismiss them. There would be some pain, but life would move on. I wanted that, to move on, to forget, to start with a clean slate. I wanted to be able to breathe again. Except Baba stunned me by saying, "I forgive you." Forgive? But theft was the one unforgivable sin, the common denominator of all sins.